Marconi.
I feel like in my apartment is like a spaceship floating in outer space, and I am communicating back to Earth when I talk to you guys.
Nick.
My favorite snack is Twiglets.
Tiny.
I have a beautiful butthole.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny.
Oh, no. No.
Back together.
Greetings, podcast compadres. It is I, Bolognese Francine Marconi. I don't need to be rich, but I'd like to be get back all the money I spent on fresh vegetables that I didn't eat rich. I mean, I could really use that extra money. Along with his book, I'm Going to Be Productive Tomorrow, and Other Lies He Tells Himself, is number 38 on the top 20 bestsellers list. Say hello to Nick Miles.
Yay, good morning.
And a man built from every mistake he's ever made in his favorite game, Magic the Gardening. On the phone, joining us, it's Tiny.
Yeah, everyone, here I am. I found you.
All right. Welcome. You know, years ago, we had a radio show, and because of the shift in the Earth's polar axis, we have reunited to save the world. So now we are back together for your entertainment.
You already know we're back together.
Yeah. Money, money, money. Money.
Everybody wants it.
Money, 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 money.
Everybody needs it.
Money, 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 money.
Gotta have a little bit.
Megabucks, megabucks, megabucks,
megabucks. Show me that paper.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah!
Dude!
Yeah, welcome to our podcast. We are back together. The three of us are in separate places. Usually Nick and Tiny are together at Nick's studio, but Tiny had some sad news right before we started to record today. What happened?
Well, I didn't go to work yesterday because I felt crappy. I felt like and then this morning when I was getting ready to come down, I was doing my thing, getting ready, took a shower, and usually if I'm feeling crappy, I can gauge how today is going to go after my shower because it gives me a chance to reset. I get to come out all squeaky clean.
Sure.
Fresh new start for the day. I get out of the shower and I waited about an hour because I had the luxury. Now here's a little bit of a tangent. I'm sorry, but I live in Vancouver now with my sister and my room has a giant ceiling fan. So getting out of the shower naked and just letting the fan do its thing is amazing. It's
you
amazing.
Fanned off. You didn't towel off.
Hold on
fanned
a second.
Off.
Do you starfish on your bed and just let the fan cool you off and then flip over to the other side and let you dry the other side?
Get out of my room. I do. Can I give you a little insight just a little bit further?
Of course.
So this is a little weird, but, you know, what haven't we seen each other do? I can't even say it with a straight face. Okay, so, you know, when you're changing a baby and you lift their legs up and get in their feet?
Yes. So when you go to powder their ass? Like.
Yeah, I kind of was on my bed and I pointed my butthole to the heavens. Just to make sure everything got aerated, you know what I mean?
So,
I say that to say this. After a complete butthole irrigation drawing, I was like, that was it. I was ready to go for the day. But I still felt crappy. So I felt warm still. And like after about 45 minutes under this giant fan, I had no business feeling warm, especially airing out my butthole. I had a cool butthole. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I took my temperature and it was 100.5.
Damn.
And I'm like, that's like, even with a cooled butthole, like that's a fever.
Now, hold on. Wait, stop just a second. Did you take it rectally?
What a visual. No. Although if I would have, it would have been when I've been was pointing my ass to the stars,
right?
Because that would have been the best position,
right? The only thing I always worry about is when I was a kid, thermometers were made of glass, and those rectal thermometers situation, I always worried that it would break off in the rectum.
Yeah, what if you coughed and clenched up?
No, no. So you have a temperature, you're not feeling well. Please tell me you don't have any of the symptoms of the COVIDs. I mean, I know a temperature is one of them.
Yeah, no, I don't have any respiratory issues. I mean, I do have a little bit of the rhea, but, you know, that's to be expected.
Gonorrhea or diarrhea?
No, dia. Dia.
Right. Yeah. Okay, right. Of course. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to imply anything.
I steam clean my junk every night.
Right, of course. Yes. So you're just not feeling 100% and you do have a fever and you thought, well, I'll be smart about it. Not only will I stay home for myself and my health, but going into somebody's house when you don't know, even though you probably don't have any of the COVID symptoms or anything, you just want to make sure that, you know, you're good and you're okay before you go somewhere else into somebody else's home.
Yeah. I mean, I technically have a fever, so that means my body is fighting something. So. Right. I don't believe it's COVID, but I'm also, you know, I care about my people. I care about my friends, and I don't want to, COVID or not, I'm fighting something, and I don't want to bring that over to Nick's.
Right, exactly. And I agree. I mean, I'm glad that you figured it out. And, you know, now that I have the visual of you laying there starfish naked underneath a fan, I feel like we can just end the podcast now.
I really want someone to illustrate that because...
Can somebody make an animated figure of that somehow?
I was pointing straight up there like I was praying for something, man.
Like your booty hole was pointing magnetic north.
Yeah, it was. I'm quite flexible. If you'd have walked into my room, you'd have either been off put or turned on. I'm very polarizing.
Or both. I mean, really, what's wrong with both, you know?
Yeah. You can be, yeah. You'll pitch around. I have a beautiful butthole. I seen it in the mirror. It's so good looking.
I couldn't quite hear that. Did you hear that, Nick? What did he say?
Oh, dude. ButtholeStarfish.com.
No, what did he say? Maybe I missed it.
I got a beautiful butthole.
Oh, there! Yeah. Say it one more time.
I have a beautiful butthole.
I just wanted to make sure we had
a clip to
play for the promo at the beginning of the podcast. That's all.
I have questions. Yeah. How do you know? Did you squat down on a mirror?
Okay, so here's the deal. No, not today, but. There is a life-size mirror in my room right in front of my bed.
Dude, if you bend over in front of a mirror, you will not see your butthole. How do you know what it looks like?
No, here, check it out. So I was standing at so I had already starfished kind of, and I was like, you know, I don't want to get in there with the towel. I want the air to hit it. So what I did was kind of flopped back on my back on the bed and used the momentum to get my legs in the air.
Oh, no. No.
I was just ever so lovingly stuck there for a second, and my head popped out to my left, and I seen the whole girdle, the whole system.
The whole scenario. You saw Old Glory.
The whole crime scene. I saw all of it. And
Were you able to see what you had for lunch?
Oh,
Nick, now you've
taken it too far, Nick. Come on.
Yeah, I took it too far.
Tiny is joining us via phone because he may or may not have gonorrhea, COVID, son of us, hefagervilitis. We don't know. One of those, probably, but hopefully none of them. He'll be fine. We just, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Especially right now.
Yeah, and so I did want to do a little bit of housekeeping. Of course, we have backtogetherpod.com, and one of Tiny's favorite features of the podcast is his pooping playlist.
Yeah, it's so good.
We put in some segments of our side podcast, smaller portions, and what was left out, a podcast that is... just stuff that we didn't have time for on the regular podcast. and it streamed with some music and stuff like that, usually about an hour long. So, you know, Andy, I mean, that's overtime, because you usually say, what, about 30 minutes you like to spend doing your business?
At least I'd like to spend 30 minutes just listening to the podcast. If there's music involved, it's about a 45 minute ordeal.
So it takes you away. It takes you into a different place.
Yeah, no, it really does. And I like to circle back to my previous statements earlier about having a really good looking butthole. You know why? Because I don't force my poops. I let them happen.
Right. Something. And he's a medical professional. So if he's telling you don't force your poops, then maybe you should listen. Listen to science.
Yeah, it is science. It's science.
So check out backtogetherpod.com. You'll find links to all of our side podcasts and our Spotify playlist. So it's all for fun. We update it every single week. And the other podcasts are kind of daily now. So we're really taking over the internet.
It really makes me proud that we have our own radio station. We have sponsors from Cheesecake Dips, and that we have so many podcasts. Like, what a glow up. You know what I mean?
Right. From nothing to me coming to you going, all right, I'd love to do a podcast with you, but this is going to be our final one, to now having 25 different side podcasts.
Yeah, it's great. And I love that we're sponsored by Cheesecake Dips.
I really wish we were. You know, when you're in isolation, and Andy, even if you're going to work and stuff, you're probably not living a regular life right now, right?
No, I'm not. Do you know how many chicks and how many girls I have that I'm letting down because I can't see them?
Right. And Nick, you've been to a couple of places, but you normally travel everywhere all the time.
Yeah, I just been to Detroit and Atlanta. Normally, I would have been 3 or 4 cities every week.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, I want to go outside, you know, probably when this is all over, I'll still continue working from home, but I'd like to be able to walk around my neighborhood.
Some little things.
Yeah. There's certain things I miss. Like once in a while, you know, it's always fun to me because I love hotels, and Nick probably doesn't because he has to go in the hotel for work. But I like, you know, like room service. I like just, you know, eating a $19 cheeseburger at a desk in front of a mirror. There's just nothing. It's the little things. You know what I'm saying, Andy?
There's some hotels I love more than others. There are some awesome hotels.
But don't you miss eating overpriced food, sitting at some kind of mini desk in a room?
Yeah, I miss someone coming in and putting chocolates on my pillow, turning my bed down.
Yeah.
Filling up the water glass by the side of the bed.
I miss running out of towels and everything, you know, and the toilet being clogged. I miss those things. Yeah, I miss the blood pressure machine at the pharmacy. You know, I used to use it just sometimes to feel squeezed. So you sometimes
need physical contact, and that's the only way you can get it, the blood pressure machine.
You just go and you have it done, and you get a little squeeze, and you're like, you're on your way, and you feel fulfilled that day. So I hope that somebody predicted, and I kind of believe this, that like concerts won't return until like winter of 2022.
Holy crap, that's a long time.
How long do you think it'll be? What's your prediction of the first concert?
I don't know if we'll go back to having any, to be honest.
Right. It'll be, if 2022 seems feasible, but if not that, then maybe you're right.
I mean, it's so hard to not like go off on a tangent about it. Like I'll say it the nicest way possible. I don't think America has evolved enough mentally to really tackle this. And I feel like this is going to be something that goes on for a long time.
Right. Yeah. Now, Nick, when you're on TV, you don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
But when you're done, you put one on to go talk to, if you have to talk to somebody, right?
Yeah, we have to. We're allowed to wear it when we're standing in place, not wear it when we're standing in place in front of the camera. But the second that we're off the air, before we move out of our position, we have to put it back on.
I hope things get back to normal soon. Being able to do a podcast with you guys helps my sanity because it not only gives me something, a creative outlet, it you guys are like comfort to me because you're friends that I've known for a long time. So it's like, I feel like in my apartment is like a spaceship floating in outer space, and I am communicating back to Earth when I talk to you guys.
It is.
I've got like a giant high ass.
What a visual.
Is it one of those things where you have to spread them and show them Old Glory?
But also on the other hand, I'm now going to be the butthole guy.
Snakes and tongues and women wearing bits of string.
Get up right now for some snacks because we'll be right back.
If you haven't figured out the internet by now, get out.
Yeah, backtogetherpod.com. That one.
You know the internet is my nemesis.
25 hours of original content.
Backtogetherpod.com.
The fact that none of the episodes have made me go to therapy. That's my favorite part.
I really enjoy the fact that sometimes even we don't know what we're talking about.
Find previous episodes and more at backtogetherpod.com.
There's no need to bring your brain here. Enough has happened. We've already lost Regis this year. I don't think the world can afford to lose another entertainer.
No.
No, that's it.
And by the way, not to dwell on Regis, but how sad is that? Like, he was one of the greatest. Dave Letterman said he didn't want to do television after Regis retired. He was Dave's most frequent guest.
Yeah, I think Regis had an amazing run. Mm-hmm. Like an amazing run. So like I expected him, you know, I'm glad he didn't live for a long time, you know, really, really sick. After he retired, he was sick, but, you know, he only had a short illness. It wasn't like 10 years of being wheelchair bound and stuff.
Two things about Regis. Not only was he the best guest, but that's been said. Nobody is really talking about the fact that Regis always had the appropriate hair color for his age.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Because he's been coloring his hair for years. His hair has been white, white, white since he was like 60. But because he's on television, you know, he got to look a little bit like you're not 1 foot in the grave. So he's like, oh, I'll, you know, dye my hair. But he did it in a way that looked natural and didn't look like he, you know, how some of these guys that are in their 80s, they have jet black hair. You're like, come on, dude, the hell.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, he just let it go white. He did it perfectly. And I think that not enough people will say anything about that. I feel like we need to say something right now.
His hair was amazing.
Amazing hair, full head of hair. Oh, until the day he died. And on top of that, he knew the exact way to color it. So bravo to Regis for great TV hair. I mean, if Regis ever, the one thing he never did, he never really banked up on products. You know, like if Regis would have come out with Regis hair color for men, I would have been all in.
I probably would have dyed my beard with it.
Yeah, Regis wigs. Come on, who wouldn't do that? But and the other thing about Regis is, he was funny until the end. I saw a highlight of him guest hosting with Kathy Lee and Hoda. Like, he was on there as a specialty thing, and they went out on the street and did a bunch of street stuff. Still funny. Still hilarious.
He was so funny.
And so, I don't know. Honestly, he has always been someone, you know, I was always focused on Howard Stern and David Letterman, but I always knew, because I was a Letterman fan, that Regis was constantly on there. And it's weird that they're my two heroes, Howard Stern and Dave. Dave had him on, was one of his, Regis is his favorite guest the most times. Regis was one of the only human beings that actually convinced Dave to go out to dinner more than once. And then on top of that, Regis and Howard Stern lived in the same building. And Howard told a bunch of stories about his experience with Regis living in his building. And so imagine that, a guy that we admire, so connected to two big heroes of mine. And it just makes me sad. Like, it feels like a real loss. You know, sometimes celebrities die and you're like, that sucks, but you know, what are you going to do? But the Regis, it bums me out because I think about every single thing he did. He was always great at it.
Always.
Like, so like Regis and Kathy Lee, that show was the show you watched when you're a kid and you're sick home from school. That was always on, right?
Yep.
And then Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Remember when that show was first new and it was a big deal and he wore the monochrome suit and tie and he was the greatest host at that?
Yeah.
So many other things that he did over his career. And I just, you know, maybe Nick, you could take up the torch of appropriately coloring your hair for when you get older.
Oh, I think mine is very appropriately colored now.
Oh, it is now?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. See, I would never know.
It's getting lighter and lighter.
Well, you look pretty. That's all that matters. And Regis would be proud.
Thank you, Daddy.
I don't know. When did we do the bidet podcast where I told you about my bidet? That was like our second episode together, right, Tiny?
I think so, yeah.
3 months ago?
Yeah. I just today went through my first 12-pack of toilet paper since that episode.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. That's how little toilet paper I use with my bidet, my ass-washing machine. And since we've talked, you know, it's been glorious. I've learned the proper amount of time to do it. And what I do to time out when I turn the water on, I'll be on TikTok and looking at different things on the internet while I'm there, you know, taking care of business, whatever, emailing y'all, whatever it is. And you know how you do, right, Andy? Like I put on the pooping playlists from Back Together.
Yeah. You know what's up.
And then when I'm ready, right before I do the business, I get the lotion. I lotion my feet. And then while I'm bent over, it's the perfect position. I turn on the valve just enough. And what I do to time it out is I sing Michael, Row Your Boat Ashore 4 times.
So Michael, row your boat ashore.
Michael, row your boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael, row your boat ashore. Hallelujah. That's once. So I sing it again.
Nick, I need you to step in here. I need you to.
I'm done. I'm out.
Well, how do we move on from like that never happened? Because it did.
I have a curiosity question.
Yeah.
So not that you have guests visiting your house because of the COVIDs.
Right. Not now.
But
right.
If you had guests visiting your house and they needed to use the restroom.
Right. Say you come over when COVID is over. You need to use the restroom. Right.
Do you have an instructional video or do you do a demonstration about how to use it?
It's optional. You can use the toilet just like you normally use it.
Yeah, but how do you know if they want to use the bidet? Do you show them or do you talk them through it or do you have them stand with the watch?
Why is it why do you say bidet?
Because
he makes them finish this. Finish my line. Hallelujah.
Michael, row your boat ashore.
Right. And if he can't finish it, he just hands him a roll.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's toilet paper in there, of course, Nick, and
just say your friend wants to use it. How do you instruct them on the use?
I mean, you just turn the valve on and open your holes.
Michael, wash my big hole. Hallelujah.
I may get an Alexa activated sensor that turns it on when you tell it to, and that'll just go for like an entire minute or something.
What?
Hey, Alexa, wash my ass.
I have an LMNOP sensor on my and that sensors on your butthole, dude?
No, on the valve that turns on the water in the toilet.
There's so much science. Remember, Nick, when you just wiped your ass?
But you know, the thing is too, is you know, I've added a backup camera so I can see when I'm washing out.
Oh, for sake.
That's too much. We were talking about your butthole earlier.
No,
yeah,
because
I don't want to take your house and have it filmed.
Yeah, I'm not. We're asking too much.
The next thing I know, there's going to be a Back to Cam website.
Yeah, my OnlyFans isn't even shot in 4K.
Guess who this is in my apartment taking a.
Well, Your Honor, there are he has identifying marks in his anus. Now I can prove it.
Judge, can we see the film?
Well, you know, it helps make sure you're doing the job right so you're not wasting water. That's all it is. It's for me.
I don't know, man. There's
you
a lot.
You talk about this with your therapist?
the therapist is glad that I'm saving toilet paper.
Yeah. I'd like to hear that from the therapist's mouth, actually.
It got me thinking about my bidet and how long I've only gone through a 12-pack of toilet paper in several months, like 4 months. Because Nick posted a story about doctors telling people to stop using wet wipes.
Anal surgeons said don't use them.
Because here's what happens. When you use the bidet, your goal is to have a clean butthole, like a completely, like you just gave your ass a shower. Now,
yeah,
you can't see back there, but what I do is as I'm singing and lotioning my feet, I'm hunched over, so I'm in a position where I'm open as wide as I possibly can for the shower I'm about to receive. I'm giving it my blessing. I've turned on the valve. Because then sometimes when I'm done, what I have to do is I take a small amount of toilet paper folded, and then that is to soak up any water that's there, right? And of course, you know, I make sure that I'm clean just to double check. Sometimes, most of the time I am. But on occasion, that second folded toilet paper is just to double check to make sure that everything's clean back there. And sometimes it comes back with a... So...
Oh, boy.
What I do with the backup camera, now I can see the area.
Yeah.
And I can explore, and I can make sure that it's being washed off. So, like, if you're outside with a power washer, you can see that you're getting the dirt off the driveway. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting the dirt off my anus with the bidet.
Oh, my God.
I'm done.
Well, it's...
I have so much.
And, I mean, I feel good. I'm clean constantly. If I sing Michael Wrote Your Boat Ashore four times, I'm good.
Do you sing it all four times, like in a row? Hold on, I have so many questions.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Yeah.
So, okay. So, is the water continuously going? So, is it just an open spray for the full four choruses?
Yes. While I'm gyrating and lotioning.
While you're moving your hips. Yes. And you're singing. Damn it. So. Hold on. I'm not done. I feel like
we need to see video of this.
Maybe from the waist up. Okay.
Just from the waist up.
So you're singing, and you're moving your hips. And are you going clockwise?
Counterclockwise. Sometimes it depends. Sometimes it's a swirl.
Oh right, because you like counterclockwise. You want to get the most pressure onto the butthole. I get it. Okay.
Right.
So you sing it four times and you're gyrating. Do you ever like use a just to do the pat?
Oh!
Toilet paper is meant to absorb moisture, so that's you're gonna poke through one of these days.
Nah, no. I use the double ply. It's perfect.
Oh well, there you go.
The first situation, that's for absorbing any moisture that might be back there from the bidet. Yeah. So then okay. I don't press hard into it then. I don't press hard into it anytime because the whole purpose of using the bidet is so you don't want the hemorrhoids.
Right. You don't want them at all.
Right.
I have so many questions though because I used one at one of the girls I'm seeing her house.
Yeah, yeah.
And it made such a mess.
Well, you have to be sitting down. That's the first thing.
Yeah, I made sure my ass was on the toilet.
All right.
And I even started out with the mild little stream, like just a little bit.
Yeah.
I had the bad.
Oh, God.
Instead of cleaning things up, it just made it a war zone.
Oh, my God. Nick, are you now thinking about getting a bidet yourself?
I'm a little scared. I don't know. It's a tough one for me. I'm definitely not using wet wipes, that's for sure.
Yeah, this wet wipe story you posted in the Facebook group, doctors are encouraging people not to do it. I knew something. I watched this show called Adam Ruins Everything. Yeah. It's great on True TV. Adam Conover is the host, and they did a research on what clogs sewers, and it's not just me, the toilet dad. It's actually mostly wet wipes because they coagulate together. And they stand in piles, and the sewage and the water can't get through.
It's not only that, they damage your anus.
Yeah, so I didn't. This is a whole other level from this story. What did it say?
If you can wipe away the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria, and it can cause fungal infections and myriad of other things.
Now, does it say anything about bidets in that story?
I didn't see the bidet anything, but bidets should be, you know, it's just water. It's like taking a bath, or, you know, sometimes the cheap bidet, which is sitting on the jets in the hot tub.
Ugh. That now, see, oh, now what? You've gone and done it.
Yeah. You'll never get in a hot tub again.
I don't. That's for many reasons, but that's one. You know, like when you have to have a hot tub that says, if you've recently had diarrhea, I'm like, no, thank you. Because the reason those signs are there is because they have, it's kind of like the mask. They have to constantly tell people, don't get in here if you've had diarrhea.
If you have diarrhea, you should probably just stay home, like.
Right. Well, that's really what's going on with Tiny, right?
Yeah. I mean, I should, there's no way I would unleash this demon at anyone else's house.
We always like to have fun and games on this podcast when we can. And there are so many games on the internet. And we have some basic trivia. You want to try TV trivia, Andy?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Andy, how do you feel? Because I always think that Nick does the best job as the host of these games.
Quizmaster Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. All right. He really does.
Are you ready, Andy? We're going to ask you some questions and then give you some multiple choice answers.
Yeah, Nick, it says here that anyone with the most basic TV knowledge should know like 9 out of 12 of these answers.
All right. Ready for the first one?
Yes.
Here we go.
What do they sell at Dunder Mifflin? In the office, what do they sell? Your choices are vacuums, paper, life insurance, or construction.
I would like to say el papel, paper.
Paper.
Yes.
I say paper too.
I think you're correct. Yes, you are correct. All right. Next question. How many dragons does Daenerys have throughout Game of Thrones? Is it 3, 4, 5, or 6?
I don't think any of those answers are, I'd say 10.
No, I believe it's 3.
3 is correct.
Yeah.
What is the name of the coffee shop the main characters frequent in Friends? Is it Coffee Bean, Caffeine Club, Central Perk, or Java Jams?
I it's Central Perk. I know that.
Yeah, I say Central Perk.
Yes.
Next question. What is Eleven's favorite food in Stranger Things? Is it chocolate, spaghetti, chicken nuggets, or waffles?
I know this one.
Yes.
Okay.
I know this one. It's because I'm up to date on pop culture. It's Eggo waffles.
I agree.
Eggo waffles? It is.
Yeah.
Next question. What is the name of Winston's beloved cat in New Girl? Is it Ferguson, Hugo, Nicholas, or George?
Oh, I know.
No. I don't know this one.
I love famous cats on TV. I'm going to say Ferguson.
Oh, I would have said okay.
Nicholas, because that's your name.
Oh. Yeah.
That was a good try, but Marconi was correct with Ferguson.
Boom.
Dang.
I know my kitties.
What U.S. state does Parks and Recreation take place in? Illinois, Indiana, Wyoming, or Nevada?
Indiana.
Nevada.
Indiana.
It is Indiana. Marconi is correct again.
Nailed it.
I wasn't done.
Yeah. I wanted a second go. Which superhero does Jerry have an
Superman.
Infatuation with on Seinfeld? Is it Spider-Man, Batman, Green Lantern, or Superman?
Superman.
Andy? Did you know that in an episode of Seinfeld, he had a box of Magic the Gathering cards? So Magic the Gathering.
No. Oh. Superman.
It is, of course, as Marconi said, Superman.
Yeah.
What is the last name of the family on Black-ish?
Oh.
Is it Ross, Anderson, Johnson, or Lewis?
Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
Yeah,
Johnson.
Johnson is what you're both going with, and you, of course, are correct.
Yeah!
Where does Homer work on The Simpsons? Is it Moe's Tavern, Bowlerama, the nuclear power plant, or Krusty Burger?
Well, come on. The power plant.
The nuclear power plant, of course.
You, of course, are correct. That was a bit of an easy one. Yeah. What high school subject did Walter White teach at the beginning of Breaking Bad? If you don't get this right, you're fired. Chemistry, advanced physics, U.S. history, or biology?
Come on.
Chemistry.
The first one, chemistry.
Yes, sir, you are correct. What is the name of Bob and Linda's youngest child on Bob's Burgers? Is it Tina, Louise, Jean, or Gail?
Louise is the youngest.
Tina.
She's the oldest.
Oh, is Tina the one that twerks really good?
Yeah, with the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
okay,
Marconi, it's correct again.
Then, Louise!
And finally, what does Carrie Bradshaw end who does Carrie Bradshaw end up with on the last episode of Sex in the City? Is it
Mr. Big?
Aiden?
Mr. Big.
You're both correct. I didn't even get through the answers. That is the end of today's television quiz. You both, Marconi, scored out of the park. Tiny, you only get the items that are on the first and second shelf of the fridge.
Come on. Yeah, it's time for closing arguments. Every week we do one of these podcasts and we have several thoughts. It's hard to, it's hard to quit because I just want to keep going. And I know sometimes, depending on the day, you guys, I feel like I've always got more energy to do more of the podcast. Like I could do another whole entire one. But I don't think that's always the case with you guys. How do you feel today?
I'm fighting the Rona.
Right. You have an excuse. Have you taken your rectal temperature during this episode?
Yeah, I pointed my butthole up to the heavens.
And what does it say? Are you back to the normal temperature? Have you cooled down a little bit?
A little. I'm at 99.9.
Okay, and it's supposed to be 98.5, right?
Well, 98.5 is fine. It's not technically a fever until you hit 100.3.
Okay, but you don't have a real fever then. You're just a little bit hotter than normal. So I want you to go sit in a tub of ice. Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's exactly what I do, because this is some bull.
You don't have any other symptoms, though? You just have a fever?
Well, I mean, I just feel like but having a fever, I mean, I've been drinking so much fluid, like ice cold fluid. So I wouldn't be surprised if when I took my temperature, it was because I just got done drinking a whole bunch of ice water. but I just kind of feel like if your energy level was dictated by a dimmer switch and they kind of dialed you down. A few.
Right. Right.
So I just feel and hot. I'm hot.
Are you making your own gravy?
Oh yeah. This is my third shirt. Today.
You sweat through three shirts just during this episode alone?
Yeah.
Wow. And yeah. We thought you were getting sweaty over at Nick's.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's amateur.
You should take a gym bag over to Nick's every time and just switch shirts. Just take, just strip down to your underwear and switch outfits during the podcast.
Nick, you wouldn't care, would you?
I've seen it all before.
Now, here's why I ask this, because, I mean, you're still young, so you can recover faster. But because of your size, you could be at risk. Am I right in that way?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I don't recover as fast. My immune system's all f***ed up. I got the asthma. I got the beatus. I just I'm a little bit more of a target than y'all. But that's OK. I wish the coronavirus would come up in this f***er. I'll kill it.
Right, right. So, Andy, can we get maybe tomorrow just an update? Maybe, I don't know, via text or whatever, just so we know that you're feeling better, that you're maybe even a video of you gyrating, just so we know that you're still alive.
Can I send you a video of me gyrating as if I were you on the bidet?
Yes, please. Oh. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Now, we learned a lot today on the podcast, and I appreciate everyone for listening. Make sure and subscribe to our podcast. Leave a comment. We haven't asked anybody to leave comments. You can also leave messages at backtogetherpod.com. We've been getting a couple of those, and I wanted to share them, but I'll save them for another podcast because I know we've already been doing this for like 17 hours now, And Nick needs to lay down and breathe through his mouth.
Yeah. He needs to have lunch too. The big pot of chili I made.
Nick made chili, Andy, and you couldn't have any because you couldn't go over to his house.
I know. I feel horrible about it.
Nick, will you save
him? Don't worry. I'll force my way through it.
So is there anything, Andy, any thoughts, and Nick too, is there anything you wanted to say before the end of the podcast?
Yes. If you get an infection, make sure you get it seen to immediately because you could turn into someone like me if you don't.
Are you a human infection? Is that what you're saying?
I'm very infectious.
I would like to say I don't care what your religious and political beliefs are. Wash your mother hands. Wear a mask. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. I will tell you right now that I will flip my if I get one more entitled white woman asking at my clinic to get a letter to excuse them from having to wear a mask. I'm telling you that right now.
Just say no to Karen requests.
Yeah, just don't be doing it because Karen, don't do it.
Don't tell Karen, me.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
You're a privileged white that thinks you can get out of wearing a mask.
Not today, not today, not
don't
today.
Don't tell me, baby.
You are so good. When did the f*** did you become good at singing?
I thought I always had a beautiful voice.
I mean, you ladies, did, but ever since the podcast, dude, you've been hitting like, why aren't you on like America's Next Top something?
Next Top Fat Ass.
Yeah. I got to take the dog to the vet by 3:30, which is in 13
Nick always likes to give us a time check before he goes. Thank you, Nick, for that. I did want to say one more thing. From what I understand, studies show that a large part of being a mom is just finding snacks for yourself that no one else likes so you don't have to share. Do that for yourself in your own life and things will be great.
Yeah.
Marconi, Nick, and Tiny. Back together.
Find full episodes everywhere you get your podcasts
at backtogetherpod.com.